We will now go into our praise part of the worship. We have a few songs to sing, and I'm sure some of you will know the songs.
How we do today?
I will lift up my voice in praise.
Today, oh, I will lift up my voice in praise. For all I know, you are always there for me. You are there for me, Almighty God. You are my all in all. No matter what I see, whenever I'm away, I will praise you. Today, not tomorrow. I will lift up my voice. I will lift up my voice in praise. I will lift up my voice in praise. For all I do.
All I know,
you are always there for me.
But I
you are there for me, Almighty God. You are my all in all. No matter what I see, when success comes my way, I will praise your name. What shall we do today? Lift up my voice in praise. Oh, I will lift up my voice in praise. Oh, for
all I know,
you are always there for me.
But you are there for me,
Almighty God. You are my all in all. Oh, no matter what I see. When success comes my way, I will praise you.
Today, not tomorrow.
Today, I will lift up my voice.
I will lift up my voice in praise.
Today, I will lift up my voice in praise. For all I know, you are always there for me.
But you are there for me,
Almighty God. You are my all in all. No matter what I think, when success comes my way, I will praise you.
Lue, lue, lue,
lue, lue, lue, lue,
lue,
lue, lue, lue, lue,
lue,
lue, lue, lue, lue, lue,
lue,
alleluia, 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 alleluia.
This is the day of joy, the day of joy, the day of joy. This is the day of joy, the day of joy that the Lord has made. What today?
This is the day of joy, the day of joy, the day of joy. This is the day of joy, the day of joy that the Lord has made.
This is the day of joy, the day of joy. That the Lord has made. What today?
This is the day of joy.
Oh, the day of joy. Oh, the day of joy.
This is the day of joy. The day of joy that the Lord has made.
This is the day of joy. Your day of joy. Your day of joy. This is your day of joy, your day of joy that the Lord has made. What today?
Today is the day of joy, your day of joy, your day of joy.
This is your day of joy, your day of joy that the Lord has made. This is our day of joy, our day of joy, our day of joy. This is our day of joy, our day of joy that the Lord has made. What's today?
This is our day of joy,
our day of joy. of joy, the day of joy, the day of joy. This is the day of joy, the day of joy that the Lord has made. What's today?
Today is the day of joy,
the day of joy. Version and maybe Zimbabwean version if we can try it. Yeah, so it goes like this. There's no one like Jesus. There's no one like Jesus. There's no one like Jesus. There's no one like him. We will sing that twice, then we go, I walk here, no one. We have to see the actions. I walk here, no one. I search here, search there, no one. I turn around, yeah, no one. There's no one like him. And the French one is nyak, in nyak. Come on.
Okay, the French version is, il n'y a vraiment personne comme Jésus. Il n'y a vraiment personne comme Jésus. Il n'y a vraiment personne comme Jésus. Il n'y a vraiment personne comme lui.
Is it the same action?
J'ai marché, personne. J'ai cherché, personne. J'ai tourné, personne. Il n'y a vraiment personne comme lui.
I realize that it's been written a different way, so in order not to confuse the church, we will sing it the way it is. Il n'y a personne qui soit comme Jésus. Il n'y a personne qui soit comme Jésus. Il n'y a personne qui soit comme Jésus. Il n'y a vraiment personne comme lui. Je marche. Personne, j'ai cherché, personne, j'ai tourné, personne, il n'y a vraiment personne comme lui. Okay, and we have it in Zimbabwe language as well. I'm sure Hannah will be able to lead us in that one. Yeah? Or we'll just follow, I mean, because we would have already gotten into the rhythm, we'll try the Zimbabwe version. Do you agree? Okay, let Hannah try the Zimbabwe version.
Okay, we try. Okay, so Shona is
Hakuna wakaita sa Jesu. Hakuna wakaita sa ye. Hakuna wakaita sa Jesu. Hakuna hakuna china. Dase dase kwese kwese. Nsege swege kwese kwese. Netenderera kwese kwese. Hakuna hakuna china.
Does that seem okay?
No, but then,
we have to do it now in action. In fact, yeah, we have to do the action. Yes, it's true. Yes.
Yeah.
There we go. Yeah. Okay, let's go.
There's no one like Jesus. There's no one like Jesus. There's no one like Jesus. There's no one like me. Comme Jésus, il n'y a personne qui soit comme Jésus. Il n'y a vraiment personne comme lui. J'ai marché, personne, j'ai tourné, personne, il n'y a vraiment personne comme lui. J'ai marché, personne, j'ai cherché, personne, j'ai tourné, personne, il n'y a vraiment personne.
Should we try one more time?
Il n'y a personne qui soit comme Jésus. Il n'y a vraiment personne comme lui. J'ai marché. Personne. J'ai cherché. Personne. J'ai tourné. Personne. Il n'y a vraiment personne comme lui. Hakuna wakaita sa Jesu. Hakuna wakaita sa Jesu. Hakuna wakaita sa Jesu. Hakuna chana. Ndase, kwese, kwete sate, kwese. Ndaterere, peso, kwese. Hakuna chana. Ndase, kwese, ndase, kwete, kwese. I walk, yeah, walk.
yes,
no one, no one.
I said yes, yes, yes,
no one, no one.
I said I ran, yes,
no one, no one.
There's no one, there's no one.
Luwe, 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 le prince de paix, luwe, le prince de paix, luwe, le roi, alléluia, 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 praise the Lord, alléluia. Wasn't that exciting?
Right.
Wasn't that exciting?
Right. So, do you want one more praise or we should go into worship? How do you feel? How is the tempo? One more praise. Right, right. All right, yeah, right.
Double, double, how do you say?
Okay, yeah, okay. I'm sure this one, most of us will know it, but if we don't know it, just follow. It goes like this. Hey, my God is good, oh. I can hear some people singing already. Hey, my God is good, oh. Hey,
my God is good, oh.
Hey, your God is good, oh.
Blessings, my God, he give me long life, he give me victory, he give me glory, he give me anointing.
When I'm singing the chorus, all she's doing is, he give me blessing, oh, he give me favor. All you do is, my God is good, oh, my God is, you answer, my God is good. So we do the chorus and then you answer after singing. Just, let's try one more time. Let's try. Let's do it, the two of us, and then you listen.
Hey, my God is good, oh.
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 He gives me favor. He gives me blessing. He gives me glory.
My God
is anointing. He gives me blessing.
My God gives
me glory. Everything na double double.
Na double double.
Everything na double double.
Na double double.
I say everything na double double.
Na double double.
Oh, success na double double.
My God is
a victory na double double. I say increase na double double.
My God is good.
I say glory na double double.
Na double double.
Oh, na double double.
Na double double.
I say na double double.
Na double double. Hey, my God is good. Oh.
Hey, my God is good. Oh.
Hey, your God is good. Oh.
My God is good,
oh.
He give me
blessing, oh. Na double double. He give me husband, oh.
Na double double.
He give me success.
My God is good, oh. Everything na double double.
He give me favor. I say everything na double double. Na double double. Everything na double double.
Now leave me to do.
My God is good, oh.
My God is good, oh.
Aye,
my God is good, oh.
Aye,
my God is good, oh. He gives me glory.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Wasn't that good? Right. Okay. At this time, we would like to worship our God. We have praised him. We have praised him using our voices. We have danced. And sometimes when we come to church, to be honest, we want to also, you know, say who he is. We want to praise him for what he has done to us. We want to praise him because he has provided. He has, you know, protected. And he is always there. God was there yesterday. He is here right now. and is going to be. He doesn't change. God is ever faithful. So now we are going to worship Him and to, you know, get that connection with Him. We want to have a one-to-one intimacy with God right now. And we will start that by singing Faithful One, because He's faithful. Okay.
So unchanging, ageless One, You are my rock of peace, Lord of glory, I depend on You.
I call out to You
again and again. I call out to You again and again.
You are my rock.
You are my rock.
Hallelujah.
In times of trouble, You lift me up when I fall down.
All through the storm,
all through the storm, Your love is the anchor. My hope is in You alone.
Faithful One.
Faithful One, so unchanging, ageless One, You are my rock of peace, Lord of all, I depend on You. Again and again, I call out to You. Again and again, You are my love.
Hallelujah.
In times of trouble, You lift me up when I fall down. Oh, to the Lord, Your love is the anchor. My hope is in You alone.
You lift me up.
You lift me up when I fall down.
When I fall down,
through the storm, Your love
to sing this song prayerfully. I know sometimes we get so, you know, like in the rhythm of praise again, but we have to sing it so prayerfully and so meditatively. So can we try it again, like we are praying? Just sing it and think about the words and not about the rhythm.
faithful one, so unchanging. Again and again, I call out to you. Again and again, you are my rock in times of trouble. You lift me up when I fall down. All through the storm, your love is the
ageless. You are ever faithful. Father, we also say that you are holy. And when everything else surrounds us, when we become so entrailed, Father God, in your love, we feel so comforted. No matter what situation we are going through, when we come into your presence, Father, we feel at peace. And so we will worship you with the song, "When I Look Into Your Holiness."
When I look into your holiness, when I gaze into your loveliness, when all things that surround become shadows in the light of you. When I found the joy of reaching your heart, when my will becomes entwined in your love, when all things that surround become shadows in the light of you,
what will you do?
I worship you. The reason I live is to worship you. I worship you.
Remember, this is the time when you have to connect with God, the time when you want to have your one-to-one with Him. So you are allowed to pray as you want. You know, as we sing this song, as a prayer, you can also utter your words to Him, ask Him what you want. When I look into your holiness,
when I get into your loveliness, when all things that surround become shadows in the light of you.
Hallelujah.
When I found the joy of reaching your heart, when my love becomes enthroned in your love, when all things that surround become shallow in the light of you, I worship you.
Connect with your God, pray to Him.
Father, we thank you.
I worship you.
You're awesome.
I worship you.
God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Father, we worship you.
Is to worship you.
Father God,
mm-hmm.
There is a need is to worship you. I worship you.
Father, we thank you for such a beautiful day. We thank you because you have enabled us to worship, to praise you. Father, we pray that all the points that have been raised to you, the requests that have been made to you, Father God, that you will answer us at your own time, Father God. We continue to worship you and to praise you because we are in your presence. Father God, do not let us leave this place the same. Father God, we know you are doing a new thing. Father, for those who have come here with tears, Father, we pray that you clean them. For those who have come here with hunger, Father, you fill their stomach. Father God, bless us. Bless us, Father God. Meet us at the point of our needs as we all ask all this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. At this time, church, we will have our Bible reading. Our Bible reading will be taken from the book of Genesis, chapter
22, verse 1 to 19. Genesis 22, 1 to 14.
Sometime later, God tested Abraham. He said to him, "Abraham." "Here I am," he replied. Then God said, "Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and to go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains I will tell you about." Early the next day, Abraham got up and saddled his donkey. He took with him two of his servants and his son Isaac. When he had cut enough wood for the burnt offering, he set out for the place God had told him about. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. He said to his servants, "Stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. We will worship and then we will come back to you."
Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and placed it on his son Isaac. And he himself carried the fire and the knife. As the two of them went on together, Isaac spoke up and said to his father, "Abraham, father." "Yes, my son," Abraham replied. "The fire and wood are here." Isaac said, "But where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" Abraham answered, "God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son." And the two of them went on together. When they reached the place God had told him about, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then he reached out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven, "Abraham, Abraham." "Here I am," he replied. "Do not lay a hand on the boy," he said. "Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son." Abraham looked up, and there in a thicket he saw a ram caught by its horns. He went over and took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called the place, "The Lord will provide." And to this day it is said, "On the mountain of the Lord it will be provided." This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Sister Doris Anderson. At this time, we will normally have the sermon. But what we have done is we have divided the sermon. We'll have the first part of it as a sketch, and then we'll have our sister Dinah to conclude. So now we'll have a sketch, which is God listening to Abraham. No, sorry. Abraham listening to God. Yes. And it will come to you in a song and action. So people will be acting, and then there will be song in one of our languages. Cameroon languages. That's why we have Cameroon 70, isn't it?
Abraham.
Is that my Lord calling?
Is that my name? Can I hear the voice of God?
Abraham akwentene menen atehe menen.
Hi, yes, my Lord.
Abraham akwentene.
Yes, my Lord.
Menen ate menen.
The voice of the Lord. God.
Ten pom and mong et sao.
What? I see.
Awetum ten adum.
The one I love, yes.
Ten pom and mong et sao.
My son, I see.
Awetum ten adum.
The one I love, yes. Lord, you want? You are going to show me a place to offer him. Oh God, this is what is happening.
Abraham alayol ate de babebe ne wumane sao.
Isaac, my son. Sarah waited for so long for this child. God has really tested me. But I will obey the voice of my God. Isaac.
Epogem bwembwe. Abraham alayo ate de babebe. Ne wuma ne sao. Abraham alayo ate de babebe ne wuma ne sao. Ababengen ni diene se kagesto se kagesto abetite meke nak setan ni heye.
Can you wait? I'm going to worship my God in my
turn.
Yeah, just wait for me and I will
be
back. Thank you.
Ababengen, ni diene, se kageso, abeti temiki nak setani ni heye. Bang hobo who net it we water Chidambi medame beledo. Hobo who net it yeah. So me water my west on Abraham. Chidambi medame beledo.
Oh God.
We water my west.
Did I hear that voice?
Chidambi medame beledo.
I love you too, God. I love you. I always.
Where water, Chidambi,
medame belado. So, Sister Diane will come on. Okay, the children can now go for Sunday school. I didn't know there was one today, actually. Okay, children will go for Sunday school. And Sister Diane will, you know, sum it all up for us.
Hope you are, everybody enjoyed the sketch, the drama. It was very amazing. Okay, it's the story about Abraham. God tested Abraham's faith. Our message of today, or the brief sermons, is about faith. We will talk about faith this morning. But before, I will ask you, Sister Jillian, to pray for us before. Thank you.
Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your words which are eternal. We thank you for your words which are truth. Father, we thank you for giving us the hearts to receive your words. Father, when we listen to your words today, may we not harden our hearts. Lord, let your spirit that you've placed in our hearts be receptive to your message. Lord, anoint the woman of God, Father, with the right words, with the right way to present your word today, Father. And may we receive it to enrich our lives and to make a difference, Father, wherever we are. Because we know your words are spirit and life. Amen.
Amen. Okay. I will read in the Bible, Hebrews chapter 11, just verse 1. Now, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Okay. There was a story, something happened in Africa. An old man went to church, and the pastor preached about faith. The pastor said many things about faith, how faith is grateful, how if you believe, if you have faith, God will do amazing things on your life. Many things. The old man went back to his home. He has a big mountain just near his door. The old man wanted to plant some food, but he couldn't because of the mountain. He went to see his pastor. He said, I wanted to move that mountain. The pastor said, no, you can't. He said to the pastor, you said, if you have faith, that faith can move mountain. I have faith, that mountain will move. It was very amazing. The old man had really faith. He said, the mountain will move. The pastor was troubled. So that he called all the deacon to pray for the old man. And bring into the reason that no, to explain to him that no, it was just his scripture is just to explain that with faith you can do many things, but you can't move a real mountain with faith. The old man stood on his point. That mountain will move. I have faith. It's written in the Bible. The pastor went to be angry with the old man and say, how can you be stupid? You are not understanding the Bible. Then 6 weeks later, the government voted a budget to build a road in the same near the house of the old man, and they went to destroy the mountain, and they had destroyed the mountain. And the old man went to see the pastor and said to the pastor, he was the first. He announced to the pastor, I moved the mountain. I have faith. Amen. Faith can really move mountain. The story, the knowledge or the lesson that comes with this story, I want to ask you two questions. among the pastor and the old man who have the really faith. Because the pastor preached about faith, but the old man put his faith on practice. The old man put his faith in practice, yeah, but the pastor preached about faith and he said many things concerning faith. Okay. What is the real dimension of faith that the Bible or God allow? Is there any limitation of faith? Does God say you have to believe to this point? You have to have faith. But concerning this thing, no, don't forget about it. Don't even try. The story of Abraham in Genesis chapter 22 gives us a great example of faith. Because the Bible calls Abraham the father of faith. Abraham is called the father of faith. Abraham is found in the Bible through that story. Obedience, faithful, and he trusted God. Abraham trusted God without any guarantees. Because God told Abraham to go to the mountain to sacrifice his sons. Abraham knew that whatever, God will give him another son. Abraham did not think about how can God give me another son. Abraham just, on his mind, he was obedient. He said, I will obey my God and I will have another son. Abraham knew it because God made him a promise that I will give you a son. You will be a father of many nations. Abraham knew it and he trusted God. And he knows that even if he went to the mountain to sacrifice Isaac, God will fulfill his promise. God will do what he said he will do. It's always easy in the life to say, okay, I have faith. I believe in God. But it's very hard to practice, even I myself. It's very hard to practice our faith. If you were Abraham, like many of us have things that we own in our heart that we love too much. Maybe it's your parent, your father, maybe your school, maybe it's your job, maybe it's money sometimes. Everyone has something that he loves. Maybe it can be a hobby. Maybe you cannot spend 1 week without going to swimming pool or without watching TV, without going to your computer. Can you sacrifice all that because God asks you to do so? It's very easy. It's very difficult, but it's very difficult to do. We have now to look at the step of Abraham's faith. What Abraham did first is that Abraham listened to God. It's not everybody that is able to listen to God's voice. God can talk to you, but you are not able to listen it. Like, we can take the example in Samuel chapter 1. 1 Samuel chapter 3 verse 1 to 10 is the story of Eli. Everybody know the story about Eli. How Eli was sacrificed of Israel, but because his children did bad things and he did not rebuke his children, then God was angry of him. He was living with Samuel. When God called Samuel, God shouted. But Samuel heard God's voice. He thought it was Eli. He said, are you calling me? He said, no, I'm not calling you. Maybe it's God called you. He was not able to understand God's voice because he was far from God. His heart was not according to what God wanted him to be. Many of us, and many times, we are far from God. We cannot hear God's voice. And you cannot hear what God wants us to do, or what he wants us to think, or want go on the way he wants to lead us. The second step is that Abraham obeyed God without calculate or planning anything. We know that nowadays, we say, before making something or before doing something, you have to plan. You have to do, like in economic, they say business plan. You have to plan. Provision, you have to think about it, make provision. You have to prepare a plan B. If it does not work, what can I do? But Abraham didn't. He just abandoned himself to God, to his God, and he just go and do it. When is the matter of God or spirituality? Are we planner? Are we doing as we are dealing with world things? So, as Jesus obeyed, as he was the lamb of sacrifice, Jesus knew that he would go and give his life so that we should be saved, that to save the human being. But Jesus didn't think about it. He cried. He was sad. He said, like, even at the last moment in the mountain, he was bleeding. His tear was like, he was sweating and the sweat was blood. but he obeyed to God. Are we obeying to God every day? Because there's something is true that in our heart you have. There's even if God asks you to do something, when you are doing wrong things, there's a small voice who will come in your heart and tell you what you have done is wrong. And sometimes we try to hide ourselves or to run away. But we don't have to forget that God's eyes is always on us. We cannot run away from God. Even if you are in a dark room, on a dark place, on everything is dark, you cannot run away from God's face. God will see you. God is looking at us every day. And he knows your heart. He knows what is in your heart. Maybe you can't stay with people and you are hypocrite. You don't like them. God knows. He knows everything. And this is a barrier of our faith. The third step is that Abraham trusted God. Really. He has really trusted God. He knows that God is God. God is faithful. God will never fail him. Maybe many of the time we have some promise of God. God say, okay, we read last week, the pastor of Life of the World preached about the Bible is alive. We have to trust the Bible. The Bible say, knock, ask, you will receive. Sometimes when you ask something to God, you put doubt on it. You say, can I have it? You have the mind of faith. You say, okay, the Bible says I will have it. But when you go and sit on your own, you say, is it logic? No, I'm stupid. But you say you are Christian. Where is your faith? Where is our faith? God wants us to forget about everything. God can decide that today everybody is becoming rich. No more disease. No more pain. He's able. But why is not doing it? I think it's because of us. Because we don't trust God as he wants us to trust him. God says in Habakkuk chapter 4. I want us to look in Habakkuk chapter 4, please. Habakkuk chapter 2. Sorry. Habakkuk chapter 2. Verse 4. I just want us to read. There's a part that see, he is perfect up. His desires are not upright, but the righteous will live by faith. I just want to emphasize on that part. But the righteous will live by faith. Many of us, we are righteous. But how are we living? God says we must live by faith. Even if you wake up in the morning and you have nothing to eat, or you are looking maybe for a job, God says, what I'm understanding or what the Spirit is telling me through this verse is that our daily life, we have to live our daily life by faith in order not to be confused. Why live your faith? People around you, they can't understand you. They will say, oh, you are stupid. How can you believe that you will get that? How can you believe that you will go to that place? How can you believe that you will easily get a job? It's tough in UK, everybody knows. But are you listening to man's voice? Are you listening to what God says? It's what God said about you or about his word that is very important. It's not what man said that is very important. God has made us many promises. Is there anyone here who have God promise? Who is holding God promise in your heart? On his heart? Me first. I'm waiting on God. And the song says, you are my, we just sang a song. The last part was, all my hope are in you. I think it's, yeah, all my hope are in you. Are you putting your hope in your father, in your mother? Maybe in your godfather. Maybe you have an uncle who is very rich. Maybe you have some connection, some places. Are you putting your hope on your job? Are you putting your hope on your money? Are you putting your hope on your talent? Our only hope should be God. Otherwise, he will put you in trouble. He will make you be confused. We must put all our hope in God and trust Him. Sometimes there are some things that fail us or remove our faith or reduce our faith. The first thing is the devil. The Bible says the devil is a liar. He will always come and tell you that God can never do this, God can never do that for you. He's a liar. Forget about what he says. The second thing is the world. The world is the human being. Those who are, even Christian, even a Christian. You can go to the Christian and speak with him and say, okay, God, I have a conviction that I will build a big house for a homeless. And maybe you are working and you are earning even less to 1 to 10,000 pounds per year. And God told you have to build a big house for homeless people. You go to see a Christian, a brother in Christ, that pray with me. He pray with you, and then after he call and say, brother, do you think it's possible? You are only doing that. You are only part time. How can you do that? Forget about it. I know you have faith, but the third one is our heart. You can be an obstacle to your faith if you don't know you and if you don't know your God. If you don't know the relationship you have with your God, you can be also an obstacle of your faith. We have to live our extraordinary life of faith. Ask God for a blessing. He will bless you. Ask God what you need. If it's on His purpose for your life, He will give you. God is not a liar. God is true and is faithful. God is saying, I'm not a man to lie. God is not a man and it's true. Ask God, don't doubt. He will give you what you want. Always think that God can do everything. Always. Always. Sometimes, when Jesus was praying, I will take the example of Jesus praying for the 5 bread and the fish. When he was praying, he lay up the basket and say, thank you God for the bread and the fish. Did you think about that? He did not say, please God, can you give bread or fish for those people, they are hungry. He knows that they were hungry, but he thanks God. He thanks God. He lay up the basket and thanks God. He knew that after putting his hand down, there will be fish and bread on the basket. He knew it. He thanks God already. He knows that his Father is faithful and can do everything. He said, thank you, God. Another dimension of faith is that when you ask something to God, believe that you have already got it. Believe it in the deepest of your heart. If you say to God, God, I want to love everybody. Even those who are not like me. Even poor people. I want to love everybody. Believe you have love. The Bible says, if you are lacking of faith, ask. Jesus said it. Those who lack of faith should ask. I will give them. If you ask to Jesus, please God, I want not to be lazy. I want to fulfill my promise because I'm not fulfilling. Anytime when I say to somebody something, I will do this, I will do that, I'm not doing it. Thanks God, that thank you God because you gave me this already. And start believing and start holding in your heart. Do not, God knows us. He knows our heart. He knows that we are weak. I am weak. I say I'm weak. God knows I'm weak. He knows my weaknesses. Then why can you not give me what I want? Sometimes I can sometimes fail through when I'm working with my God. Sometimes I fail. But because my God loves me and knows that I'm weak sometimes, He strengthened me and increased my faith. This morning, we saw Abraham's story. Abraham was calling, as I said before, the father of the faith. God bless him. God fulfill his promise. God said to Abraham, you'll be the father of many nations. Abraham at that time he had only one son. But now, who can count Abraham's sons? Nobody. Nobody. How many years later? Whenever, whatever happened, God's time is not our time. If God says something, He will fulfill it because He's faithful. Thank you. Let us pray. Our God and our Savior, thank you for giving us this lovely morning. Thank you for the sun. Thank you for your message. You know that you know our weaknesses, oh my Jesus. You know that sometimes we lack of faith. But because in your word you say that if you lack of faith, ask and I will give you. I ask you, oh my Jesus, to fill us, each of us here, with your faith. Increase our faith, oh my God. You know what we are passing through. But we are hoping only in you because you are the only one. Keep us in your way. Keep us trusting in you. Keep us holding our heart, believing that you will fulfill what you say you will do in our life. And do not let the devil or the world or anybody remove that trust in our heart. Thank you, Jesus. Continue to bless us. And we know that you will do many things, many amazing things in our life if we believe in you. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
I hope we're all blessed. With that sermon about faith, and we should all know how to exercise it. At this time, we would like to take our offering. Again, we have one song in one of our vernacular languages. We call this one Banyange. We've listened to French, we've listened to Bakosi, and now it's Banyange song. I think we don't have that one in PowerPoint, but it's very easy to follow. Our mama, Margaret, will teach us that song. The chorus is all we need to answer, and it goes like this. Hey, mama, papa, hey, mama, papa, hey, yo, 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 yo. So, because when we take offertory back home, we like to dance and bring our offertory to the front. So, when mama teaches us this song, we will come to the front with our offertory and, you know, do a bit of dancing. Right. The collection bus is there. Okay, so,
Mama, the matwa fandu mekene, arobe teke bebe sawo, aroba wanga yebe sawo, aroe pungo yebe sawo, pese makam se kaka, pese makam bakaka, etoka London bakaka, etoka Cameroon bakaka,
Papa,
Eh,
yo, 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 yo. Eh eh papa eh mama eh
eh eh papa eh mama eh 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 mama eh papa eh 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 yo 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 eh eh
mama eh mama
eh 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 mama eh papa eh 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 papa eh mama eh 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 yo 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 yo
praise the Lord.
So, Mama Margaret will pray on the offering.
Oh, Papa God in heaven, Papa will thank you for this bright day. We don't give we. Papa will praise you. We praise your name because don't give we everything. You give we Pekin, give we Mami, give we Papa, give we all things. Papa, and you as you give we, now you first like and we love we. As we love we, as we love you plenty. And anything we will give you for this morning, Papa, take them for your two hands. God, I am picking them. Thank you, Lord. And we will go say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses. As he forgive us our trespasses against us, and we not in temptations, and deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We now go into the communion session. Call Reverend Anne.
Good morning. Well, good afternoon, really, but... Well, what a cultural experience. What a cultural experience we've been blessed with today. Cameroonian sisters, you have done Cameroon proud. Can I just say, you've done Cameroon proud. Thank you so much for the blessing of today and all that you've been able to bring to us, share with us, and facilitate for us today. So thank you. We've had a good time, eh? Yeah, and it's not over yet. Not over yet. We've just got communion, and we've got our notices. It is the start of another week. So just to take a few moments out to share our notices together. There are two aspects of the notices. In your newsletters on the back, you will see the ordinary notices for the week. The Sunday evening, this evening, we have another meeting together. On Monday, there's activity week. Throughout this week, if you have children, then we have an activity week that is for them. We've got a couple of outings coming up. We've got a couple of activities here. And then next Saturday, we're going to Hastings together. If you haven't yet booked and you'd still like to, there's a few places left. So I have some letters. If you're interested, get a letter from me at the end, please. If you'd like to know about the activity week, I've got some forms which explain it with a registration form. Please, again, see me afterwards. That's if you want to book for the activity week or for Hastings. Aside from the activity week in Hastings, it's a quiet week. Tuesday we have prayer and Bible study, drums in the evening. Wednesday, we have early morning prayer at 6:30. Thursday, there's no freedom in Christ because I just realised I'm away with the Activity Week group. Friday, Lunch Club is having a three-week break, so there'll be no Lunch Club for the next 3 weeks. Return in September. 5:30 on Friday, the Ladies of Virtue are running a decorating course, cake decorating course. If you're interested, see me and I'll give you Ola's number. 6:00 Friday, worship practice, followed by our meeting with Esther to train for the September service. Any questions about the notices? Any questions? Okay. Oh, yeah, the coming events. I tell you, August is busy, man. We didn't seem to have Saturdays free for ages. We had a wonderful time again yesterday at the menopause meeting. If you want to know anything about the menopause, I've got some handouts left over from what Lorna was sharing with us. She was brilliant. And it was a really good afternoon. Next Saturday, we've got a grown-up games evening. Now, that's games for grown-ups. But good games for grown-ups. Yeah, you realised. You know, why should the kids have all the fun? Why should the kids play all the games? So if you want to play Wii games, if you want to come play tennis, table tennis with each other, or Wii boxing, or the tennis, or whatever else it is, or the or Scrabble, or Rummy Cub, or draughts, or dominoes, then next Saturday evening, no, the Saturday evening after, isn't it? Next Saturday is Hastings, the Saturday after the 20th. We're having a grown-up evening's game time. Refreshments will be available, so come and just enjoy. It's so important we have fun together. Church can be so much fun, and come along and enjoy on Saturday the 20th. It doesn't cost anything, you see. You see, we live in troubled times financially, but as church, we can just come and enjoy, and it doesn't cost anything. Because actually our fun and richness is in one another, and we're increasingly finding that. So, Saturday the 20th for grown-up games. The week after that is a cycle ride around Buell Water. And if you want to come, it's a really good day. Buell Water is a beautiful place in Sussex. There's a big reservoir. It reminds me of the Sea of Galilee when you first sort of see it. Not that I've ever been to the Sea of Galilee, but hey, it's how I imagine it. Because you come over the hill and you kind of look and there's this big expanse of water. And we cycle round it. And it's a really good day, so if you want to come, that's the 27th. Any questions about notices? No? Okay. Hope to see lots of you next Saturday to going to Hastings. And we're leaving here at 4:15... When? Sorry? I didn't quite get that. 4:15... What happens if you come here at 8:30? Exactly. We've gone. We've gone. Okay? Because we won't have a long time at the seaside. So we're leaving 8:15 prompt. Good. Isn't it nice to be together? I tell you, people are so extraordinary. Every single one of us has so much riches within us. Diane, you've just given us one sermon. One such a good sermon. And you just sit there usually in the pew. And we think, at the back. Who would have thought that Diane had that sermon in her, eh? And every one of us, I tell you, we have riches here and gifts beyond the telling. And God increasingly wants to bring out those riches and use these treasures and our gifts. Young, old, everybody in between. And so we haven't, I'm just aware, we haven't greeted one another yet, and we're going to greet each other and then go into communion. Let's just spend a few moments before communion greeting one another, saying, God has made you so special. God has made you so special. Let's greet each other with those words this afternoon, especially Thomas. Thomas, God has made you so special, so special. Thank you.
the presence of the Lord, the Holy One is here. Come bow before Him now, with reverence and fear. In Him no sin is found. We stand on holy ground. Be still, for the presence of the Lord, the Holy One, is here.
presence, the glory of the Lord amongst us. Heavenly Father, on this day we acknowledge that we are not very good at being still. We are not being very good at taking time out and just being. Because there's always something to do. There's always something to say. There's always somewhere to go. And we're not too good at being still in our busy age. We read this morning of Abraham, who was still enough to hear your voice. And Lord, if ever a generation needed to hear your voice, it's the generation of now. If ever a people needed to hear your voice, it's people today. If ever your people needed to hear from you, it's now. And Father, we come before you as your people today, thanking you so much for your blessing and your richness. Thanking you so much for the blessing of one another. Thanking you so much today for giving us a glimpse of a service from the place where Cameroonian friends call home. Thank you. Thank you for the richness of today. And Lord, as we come together now around the table, let us just be still. Let us not be worried in our minds or distracted by what we have to do or where we have to go next. Let's just be fully present here to you. So that we may hear your voice. So that we may connect with ourselves. So that we may come face to face afresh with who we really are. But we never have time to meet with ourselves. And in our being still, they would be aware of you being still with us. Thank you that in you, Lord Jesus, no sin is found. Because we recognize that in us, we have sin. We have sin, and there are tendencies to sinfulness within us, and we acknowledge that before you. We thank you that as we come around the Lord's table today, we remember Jesus dying on the cross at Calvary. And we remember that his broken body and his shed blood were sufficient to forgive our sinfulness and atone for our sin. And so, Lord Jesus, we thank you for your sacrifice. We pray that as we break bread and eat bread together, and as we share the wine together, we would be aware of that sacrifice and what it says about who you are and how much you love us. And for that we thank you. So Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you for this bread, thank you for this wine. Use it, we pray, and be present in it. As we are present here today, in Jesus' name. Amen. We invite to share in the Lord's Supper all those who love Jesus, all those who know him themselves. If you haven't yet reached that point in your life, then please feel free to let the elements pass you by, but to stay with us in fellowship. We read this morning of how God called Abraham to sacrifice his only son. And Abraham was found to be willing in faith. We come with a God who voluntarily sacrificed his own son on the cross of Calvary. And for Jesus, there was no alternative. There was no plan B. And so as we come to share the bread and wine, let's just give thanks. We have a God who is prepared to do far more than he asks us to do. And we bless him for that. It was while Jesus was with his friends in the upper room that he took bread. And having given thanks, he broke it. And he said to them, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Eat from this, all of you." Later, he took the cup. And he said to them, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, which is shed for the forgiveness of sins. Drink from this, all of you." We're going to have the bread brought round first. And we'll eat as we receive. Then we'll have the cup brought round and we'll retain it so that we can drink.
Be the center, be my source, be my light, Jesus. Jesus, be my hope, be my song, Jesus. Be the fire in the home, be the wind in this earth.
Together in anticipation of the kingdom and his fear, but his source of hope and our hope of our faith in him. around. Let's sing it so that you can breathe. Father, we thank you for feeding us with the body and blood of your Son. Pray that you send us out in the power of your Spirit, that we may live and feed and work for the praise and glory of your name. Amen. We still have one verse of song that Jeremy gives us to listen to.
God has laid upon my heart one a verse to sing for a sister in here. But we all going through trials and tribulation. We all are brokenhearted. So I hope it will be a blessing to others who are going through trials at this moment. Often we wondered why tears come into our eyes and things have not turned out the way that we should be. But God is standing here. He sees your every tear. Tears are a language that God understands.
'Cause is the tears of a broken hearted soul. He sees your tears and he hears them when they fall. God weeps along with men and take them by the hand. Tears are a language that God understands.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, Joan. What does the psalm say? Tears are for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Let me hand back to the Cameroons. They not only process, they also recess. But that does not mean they're in recession. May Cameroons never be in recession.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So as we started, we processed to come in, so we recess to go back. Then we have our benediction. So we sing. We will sing in the. We will sing in one of our very many languages we've got. So we'll sing one more. This one now is called Douala language. You've listened French, Bakosi, Banyangi, and then. And then, Zimbabwe, Shona, and now is Douala. It means we thank you, God, for blessing us. We thank you, God, for loving us. Maso maloba nalingi bato. Maso maloba nalingi bato.
Maso maloba nalingi bato.
Maso maloba lingi bato, maso maloba lingi bato, maso maloba lingi bato, maso maloba lingi bato, maso maloba lingi bato. Thank you, Jesus, for loving maloba lingi. Alingi batu maso maloba alingi batu. Thank you, Jesus, for loving us. Thank you, Jesus, for loving us. Thank you, Jesus. Lingi batu maso maloba alingi batu. Thank you, Jesus, for loving us. Thank you, Jesus, for loving us. Maso maloba lingi bato. Maso maloba lingi bato. Alingi batu. Praise the Lord. May the Lord bless and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Musango ben abinyo. Peace be unto you all. He said, now we'll stay for tea and coffee.